This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN.
Liquid Web, save 34% off for 3 months with code MMAN34 off.
Vitamin World, get 50% off with code MMA0906.
Vape World, the premium online vaporizer store. Get 10% off with code MMA10.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. With the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 397.
397!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Back with my show. My MMA fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What happened? I think we're in shot here. I'm looking at the camera. It's going to be close on my left side, but we'll be all right.
You think it's skewed?
It's a little skewed.
Do you want me to adjust it?
Nah, it'll work out. I'm just looking at where I'm at. It'll be all right.
You're too far. Are you out of the shot? Is that what you're saying?
My
I'll scooch close.
Left arm is all good.
I can adjust it.
It'll be all right.
Okay.
Not to worry.
It looks straight. And then,
if it's not, it doesn't matter.
Whatever.
90% of you guys are listening.
90%?
I don't know. I forgot what the numbers are.
106%.
I'm not up on all this mathematician shit.
No?
1 million.
What's a million plus a million, Matt?
1.3. What else is happening? What's going on? We've been off for a couple weeks.
We have been
where
off.
Where are we?
Where were we?
Yeah.
On vacation?
Yeah. We're like a mental hiatus.
Or a mental hiatus.
Hining.
Speak for yourself.
Hiatus.
I was jerking off two dudes.
Hey, I don't care what you do on a weekend. That's what I do.
He's gonna
I jerk off more cocks before 8 a.m. than most people do all day. You know, like a recruiter for the Marines or
that's
something.
Right. Just whacking people off. Hey.
Hey,
we're all adults
want.
Here.
Yes. I don't care what you do.
No.
So we had some fights. UFC 228. We're not going to talk about a bunch. Let's just say some old guys got some wins.
Okay.
Jim Miller. I think he's got like 100 UFC appearances, if not 30.
He's like, yeah.
He got a win.
Yes, finally.
Diego Sanchez. You got a win?
Got bloodied up in the process, though. Well, Jim Miller overcame Lyme disease, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he? So that's a bitch of a disease thing to happen. That lingers for years.
Yeah.
I think that had a lot to do with his slide in performance, but, you know, I'm happy to see him win. What were you going to say? He's holding back.
Nah,
he's holding back.
No. He's got a wife that looks like a bird or something, allegedly. I don't know.
Are you going to attribute that to his performances being shitty?
Maybe. Maybe he doesn't want to bring home as much money for the wife. Just saying, maybe the home life's not as good as he thought it was.
Uh-huh. So he's going to bring home less money?
Teach her a lesson.
I see.
That's what you do sometimes. Gotcha. You don't like how things are going? Maybe I don't earn as much. Maybe I make things a little bit tougher for everyone.
Okay. Hey.
So then you had... Oh, we'll get right out of that. You had this chick who's the 125-pound title holder. Nico... What the fuck's her last name? Montana.
Montana.
I'm going to go with Montana.
Montano.
I like Montana.
You missed the weight, man.
Yeah. Medically, you had to stop cutting the weight. Apparently, on Tuesday, she shows up at 144 pounds for her 125-pound fight. I mean, why don't you just fight Chris Cyborg at that point?
That's like almost 20% of your body weight you got to cut.
Yeah,
that's
a problem.
A lot.
That's a problem, right?
Isn't there some sort of limit they're supposed to have, like 15, 14, 12?
I think 11? They recommended that fight week they show up 8% over,
okay.
Not whatever she was, 14.5%. It's math. That is whatever.
Fuck math.
Right. So apparently UFC none too happy with scrapping this fight.
Mm-hmm.
They don't find an opponent for Shevchenko. They end up stripping the title from her, and they don't even inform her about it in person. She finds out through fucking Instagram.
Correct.
And there's a couple questions, but do you ever remember any other fighters that were the champion that missed weight? And what they did with them? As we were talking pre-show, who's the only one we could think of?
That missed the weight?
Yeah, but then magically made it 1 minute later.
Daniel Cormier missed the weight.
Right.
The magic towel gate situation. He somehow made up a pound or half a pound in 5 seconds.
Like lost 5 pounds or something?
Yeah. Just like that. Oops.
Magic. So that's weird. And then you had her with no title. So is that even fair? Is that the right call by the UFC?
Well, it's obvious they want Shevchenko to have a belt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But then why did they do that shit with Tough and have the winners fight or whatever?
You got to make it look legit, man.
It's just a lot of smoke and mirrors. Again, I don't think the UFC really cares, do they? It's like, if they have any excuse to strip a title, oh, you missed weight. Fuck it. Title gone.
Yeah, what if all the things we think they're doing, it's just literally they're just like not doing any of that. They're just basically just going, fuck it. Who cares?
Yeah.
And we're all like, oh, they're such assholes. And there's no like thought that goes into any of this.
I doubt there is.
Strip the title, whatever. Dana's all like doing lines of coke somewhere off a hooker's ass.
Yeah.
He's like, strip the title. Strip the title.
Fuck it. We don't care. I got $4 billion, bitch. I got $400 million in the bank. What do I have to worry about?
Nothing.
We'll sell this for $7 billion and make another $400 billion dollars.
Probably could.
And they will.
Yeah.
We have that going, and then what? We have a main event with Tyron Woodley
and Darren Till, who did not really show up for this fight.
Well, he did make weight, which I literally thought he would miss.
He made the weight,
169,
and then he got railroaded, landed one strike.
And I think there was a comparison to say who landed the least amount of strikes in the most amount of time. You go from Kat Zingano, who's on the shortest end of that
Ronda
stick.
Rousey?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which was whatever, 14 or 17 seconds, I forget. And then you go to Darren Till, who was like 9 minutes or something with, what, a strike?
One.
And, huh. We get.
I gotta say.
Go ahead.
And I hate to admit this.
What?
But I like this version of Tyron Woodley.
Is he the greatest welterweight of all time? Self-prescribed.
No, but I like this version of Tyron Woodley. If he shows up, this is the guy I remember knocking out Josh Koscheck 4 times in 10 seconds. Remember that? Like he hit him like 16 times or something crazy. That's the guy that I like to watch. The last couple of fights, not so exciting. Damian Maia comes to mind. Fuck that.
Steven Wonderboy Thompson, both.
Yep. Strategizing, whatever. This is the guy that I want to see fight. And if he continues to do this and stops talking to the media and just fights, I think he'll be just fine.
Well, did you see Dana White's face when he put the belt on him? None too happy. No. Like, fuck this guy. Because why did Till even get this shot? It looked like they're just rushing a guy in to hopefully beat him, right?
Yeah. It's not going to be so easy. And Dana was not at the press conference post-fight. That's like the first time that's ever happened, pretty much, in
a while.
A long time.
I can't think of one.
He missed a few here and there, I think. But if he missed one before,
Meniere's disease.
It was when he was sick, or yes. I think he had to go to another UFC card. Like for, remember when they had like 3 cards in one weekend or something weird?
Mm.
I think he was flying around or some shit. But yeah, I don't think that him and Woodley are on very good terms. He has nothing good to say about Woodley.
No.
So. That's got to eat away at him, though, because Woodley keeps winning. And it's like, who are they going to put in front of Woodley to try to take that belt away? Who do you see? Who could possibly do it? Who do you see?
Covington.
Maybe.
And the weird thing is, I looked at the UFC website. They still have Covington listed as the interim title holder for welterweight. Mm. And I thought they stripped him. I thought it was supposed to be stripped as soon as Woodley won this fight, or whoever won this fight. Covington was supposed to get stripped, but it didn't happen.
I don't know. What about a Diaz brother?
Potential, sure. But it depends. How is he going to fight? Is Woodley just going to sit on the cage? I think everyone's figured out how you fight a Diaz brother. You don't go on the cage and let him just tee off at 30%. And then there's a 100%er in there. And with him being out for, 7 years, fucking, he doesn't fight. And then the only thing you see him sitting posting on, I think, Instagram, I see him high as fuck, just blah, 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 you guys are fighting. And then you're talking about high people. I know Snoop Dogg was posted some video of Woodley beating the shit out of Till, talking all crazy, N-word this, N-word that. Fuck Donald Trump! Fuck Donald Trump! Fuck him up! Black Panther! What kind of rules? Black Panther! Like, what the fuck are we talking about? Is he still auditioning for that Dana White Contender Series?
Maybe.
Trying to get him to
sit down. Maybe he thought he was doing the show. And that's
why. Yeah, I'm right back in there. He's got that PTSD shit going. Like, he's on the fucking show.
Well, okay. It's possible.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Snoop Dogg. He's crazy.
He needs... Well, and then he pissed off another fighter. Like, how many... You can't just keep running your mouth on these fighters because... Who I think Covington was going after him now, and in the past it was Matt Brown.
This is all warranted though, because he should has no business commentating in this fashion about fights. Because first of all, he doesn't know shit about fighting. Second of all, I don't think we need all this racial crap, like
involved. No.
Definitely not politics. I don't want that infecting our sport.
No.
No, thank you. Fuck that shit.
That's right. I didn't want to bring it up, but I felt I needed.
Bringing
to.
A showdown, Snoop. Stick to what you know. Get high and make rap music.
Right.
I think those are the two good things he does.
Right.
And what didn't he have like some kind of other thing? He became like a different guy. Was he like Prince? He changed his name. Wasn't he called like?
Yeah, Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion.
That didn't last.
How come he changed all that?
I don't know. Probably because he got some of that Martha Stewart pussy.
So, okay. What do you think it's like banging Martha Stewart?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think you bang her hard and she'll fucking. Nilt you a quilt? What is it?
Nilt you a quilt?
How do you say
I was
that?
Gonna say bake you a cake, but okay.
Bake you a cake and nilt. What's
knit you a quilt?
Thank you.
Nilt.
I want to be nilted a quilt.
That's even better.
Nilt me a
that
quilt.
That should be a quote. I'll nilt you a quilt, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Nilt you a quilt, bitch.
That's lovely. Hey, that's the greatest quote. What does nilt even mean?
I don't know. I make up words on this show sometimes.
Nilt.
I'm not kneeling. Right, I'm thinking her like down on her knees.
Oh,
like,
Safari doesn't like that.
Of course. Don't be nilting on me.
Oh, nilt is a word. Nilt. Nilt meaning. Carry on. Don't mind me.
I'm just waiting because I don't have anything else.
It's not a word. It's not a word.
I make up shit.
Really made it up.
I gotta recognize.
Speaking of nilting.
Yes.
Can I talk to you about John Jones for a second?
He's still alive?
He's still alive. And apparently, he wants to make sure Daniel Cormier has an early death because he wants to fight him two more times and beat him just to make sure that Cormier knows that he's his bitch.
That's like, I beat you once, not good enough. I beat you twice, not good enough.
Four times. Yeah. And you know what? Might as well make it five while you're at it. Why stop
well,
it?
I don't know. That's curious. That's a curious thing to say. I don't know why there's still so much animosity from John towards Daniel when he holds two wins over the guy. I don't. Is it because Cormier now has two belts and John has one? Or actually has none at this point.
But. I think it's all the steroid allegations and Cormier talking all that shit. About, you know, John getting his shit together. He makes valid points, though. Get your shit together, John. You're talking all this trash on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Stay clean, you know. Do your thing. Do what you know how to do. You got all these personal problems. It's not helping your case. Like, you want to talk all this trash. I mean, maybe he's been hanging out with the Diaz brothers. That's what they like to do lately is talk shit and not fight.
So, right. So, well, when's he coming back to fight? It's been a year.
I think he's cleared to fight on December or something, isn't it?
Well, I don't think USADA ever released their suspension because I thought California State stripped his license and then said, we're going to let USADA dictate the punishment. But again, I thought USADA is kind of in the UFC's pocket. So it's really, when does the UFC want John Jones to fight, right?
December.
I'd say before the end of the year. The question is who?
John Jones.
Brock Lesnar.
Karen. I like Daniel Cormier. I think that's good.
I like both.
John Jones should fight either Daniel Cormier or Brock Lesnar. I agree.
I think he should have a heavyweight fight when he comes back, just out of spite.
Oh, Cormier at heavyweight, not at light heavyweight.
Oh, you want him to fight Cormier?
At heavyweight.
Right at heavyweight?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. But Cormier's not going to accept another John Jones fight.
Might at heavyweight. What if that's all the difference, Matt?
It would be... beneficial for sure because he's not cutting the 45 pounds or whatever. I forgot what he weighed in at. I think it was 246.
Yeah.
Weighed more than Stipe.
It's amazing he made 205 ever.
Right.
Well, yeah. What else you got?
Well, Donald Cerrone was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he had a lot of shit to say. Apparently, there was a section where he was talking about smuggling drugs that they cut. I've never seen a Rogan show get cut, but they cut that part out. And
he was smuggling drugs? What kind of drugs?
I don't know. I missed out. I think he was maybe mushrooms or something.
Oh, nice.
From Singapore. Maybe it's a yam yam. I'm not sure what he was on. Okay. I don't know, Ingo.
What the fuck? He's talking about this on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, they cut it out. Because I think he was drunk as fuck. He told a good story about almost dying doing deep sea or cave diving.
Yeah.
Scuba. That was cool. And they talked about the relationship with the Jackson Winklejohn gym. And apparently, I think they were supposed to be on the podcast and they canceled on Joe. And then Joe contacted Cowboy to come in because there's beef between them. So basically, Cowboy was saying that the gym's not being run by Greg Jackson anymore. Mike Winklejohn is running the gym. He said it's a puppy mill now. And they're all about the money and not about loyalty. He said when Winklejohn came in, all the pros left. He said you could pay $150 a month. You could go and spar with, like, Holly Holm as long as you had a membership. The amateurs, he said basically bums walking off the street could come in and spar the pros.
Whoa.
Like, that's fucked up. You don't want that.
Why would the pros agree to that?
I don't know. I would not touch.
Like, fuck no.
No, because everyone's going to try to prove themselves. And who knows what they're going to try to do. You don't want that. You don't want to get injured while you're training for a big fight. And, you know, at the end of the day, the bigger thing is you have Cowboy Cerrone is going to fight Mike Perry. They're both training at Jackson Winklejohn. And Cerrone's more off training at his camp, like the BMF ranch. And he comes in sometime.
What does that stand for?
I think it's Bad Motherfucker.
I
thought that was from, like, Pulp Fiction. Didn't he have a BMF?
He's got a wallet or something. That says Bad Motherfucker.
Yeah. So, I guess.
Did you have to make that accent when you said,
yeah. You gotta get racial right there.
Yeah, you sound like, he's like Tyrone from the street.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
My
I don't know.
Motherfucking dick.
Right.
Is that better?
Better.
Okay, thank great. You. So, they got all that shit going on. I think Greg Jackson comes out to the ranch sometimes to still train him.
Giving that loving to those
sheep. That's right. But, I mean, Cerrone is old school. He's been at Jackson Winklejohn almost since the beginning. He's probably, like, the second level of people. When you think of the original people, I think it was, like, Keith Jardine, Rashad, maybe Joey Villasenor.
You're going deep now.
I think Leonard Garcia is in with the Cowboy Cerrone, but
Diego Sanchez?
Yeah. Like, so way old school. And John, I don't know if John's in the original crew, but he's close to it too. So way old school. He's second generation. So he's been there for fucking ever. And now you have Mike Perry who's training there, and Cowboy's just asking him, hey, don't let him train there while I'm there. You guys know so much about me. Like, this is not really fair to have this guy fucking training here. So they just said he's going to train here. And
why?
I don't know. Sounds like a money thing.
And
it's not, they're not always loyal. Because you think back in the day, we had this situation happen when it was John Jones and Rashad Evans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who did they pick?
They picked John Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was the younger and probably the guy that's going to make them more money long term. And it almost sounds like this is the same scenario, but the weirder thing is you also have Greg Jackson said he's going to corner Cowboy and Mike Winklejohn is going to corner Mike Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And this has never happened before. Before in the past, they'd always just step away and like, I don't like my guys fighting, but I know what's going to happen. I can't corner either of them. They can train, but they'll be here at separate hours. I mean, we've had that a couple times. I think Overeem and Arlovsky fought.
Yeah.
Arlovsky and Travis Brown.
Mm-hmm. You got a good
I don't
memory.
Know if he was there.
I feel like, no. Didn't he move to the other gym already, Florida or something, Colorado? Not Arlovsky, but Travis Brown. Didn't he move?
Well, he had, when he left, he had talked shit, and they're like, he's never coming back.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if this is like a sign that the gym is going to split. When the coaches are cornering guys that are in the same gym on opposing sides, I feel like there could be a split in the near future. Like Greg Jackson's going to take his brand elsewhere.
I don't know, because now the rift has deepened farther, because then Diego Sanchez basically just shit all over Cowboys, like, fuck him, and blah, blah, blah.
Whoa.
And then Leonard Garcia, who's been retired, said, you know what, Diego, with all the shit you're talking, I'm ready for a bare-knuckle fucking fight with you. You up? So those two might have a bare-knuckle fight.
Really?
Over all this. So it's like you're creating this different factions over there, and I don't know if it breaks the whole thing.
It might. Very well could. Very odd.
But there's two sides to that, because I think Jackson Winklejohn was saying, you know, Cowboy doesn't always come in to help everybody. He just kind of sucks people out to his ranch, and you know, he might show up once or twice to help other people training. So it's tough to say, but it's disheartening. And the other thing that Cerrone was saying is that the Winklejohn, ever since he took over, like, the record's just gone to shit. And I think someone posted, since Winklejohn's been running it, their win-loss percentage, 40%.
Whoa.
It's way down. And that Winklejohn doesn't change the training. It's the same thing from day one that he was doing that he's doing now.
Yeah, so, you got to adapt. No good.
But you've seen that. Like, a lot of fighters have gotten stale. Like, yeah. And I think, you know, look at John Jones, how creative he was initially. And you've seen him kind of way tail off as far as creativity.
Was that because Winklejohn was training him?
I don't know. It's just,
I mean, it happens over time. Guys get figured out. There's so much tape on guys now.
Yeah.
You know, people study. It's hard to constantly adapt. But it's an interesting point, though, you make about how much influence does a trainer have on the development of a fighter?
A ton.
Yeah.
Right? They're dictating how you're training, what combinations you're throwing, how creative you are. If you keep doing certain reps, like, that's all ingrained in you. So that when you're in a fight, you're not thinking about what you're doing, you're just doing.
Okay.
But it's like, how many reps are you hitting of certain things, right?
Good point.
So I don't know. I don't like this rift of, like, an original person there and then shit with coaches. So
that was very soap opera-ish.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens at the end of this. I mean,
I can tell you what I think will probably happen.
Cerrone loss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I hate to say that.
I know.
I don't want to say that, but that's the way I'm leaning.
Yeah.
I like Cerrone a lot, but he hasn't fared so well recently.
Yeah, what else you got?
Well, just a quick thing. Meant to bring this up a minute ago. Did you know that Darren Till was tested 3 times by USADA the week of the fight?
No.
Why? It doesn't say. They're just basically decided to test him 3 times.
Trying to make him a little weaker. Like, I need to be giving blood 3 times a week. I'm fucking preparing for the fight.
Yeah, I don't know if they were trying to catch him with diuretics or something, perhaps, because he had weight issues.
Yeah. He's fighting in the wrong weight class.
But it's interesting to me how random their testing procedure is. It seems like it makes no sense.
Well, I don't. You could say that for a lot of the UFC, right?
Yeah.
They don't make any sense.
I tried recently to explain, like, the whole infatuation I had with the UFC for quite a few years early on, and they didn't understand. They were like, what do you mean?
What?
I tried to explain, like, but you don't understand, like, the fighters used to have, like, a brand, like NASCAR. There was, like, all these
shorts.
Logos and labels and shorts, and you'd see somebody's shorts. You wouldn't even have to look at, you don't have to see their face. You know who that fighter is. And they try to tell me, oh, but that's not like, they were trying to use the NFL as an example. It's not the NFL. This is.
It's more like NASCAR.
Yeah. No, but I don't think I would like that. Like, how would you know? You don't know if you're going to like that. You never saw this before. So go back and watch some of these fights, man. All these iconic shorts.
Yeah.
The BJ Penn black belt short. You know, you had the Rich Franklin pink and brown.
Chuck Liddell.
Yeah.
Blue and white.
Yeah, Anderson Silva in his yellow
Shogun.
And black. Shogun. You had all these amazing shorts.
Yeah.
And now Sometimes you can't even tell the fighters apart half the time because they look so damn similar, you know?
It's true.
So, I don't know. I really honestly believe what we said earlier is true, that nobody cares about anything. They're just like, fuck it.
We're just throwing shit up. We have some of the worst cards in history.
Makes no difference. The card coming up, the pay-per-view with McGregor on it, is still not great.
Yeah, I forgot what the second fight is. Was it?
Chick fight, isn't it?
No, they put something else on there. We'd have to pull it up. I forgot what it was. Is it Ferguson and...
I'm looking it up right now. Hold on.
Pettis? It's someone else at 55. I can't recall offhand.
Mark Hunt's fighting in Fight Night coming up.
Yeah, he's fighting that Olenek or whoever, the guy that gets all those stupid subs from top, where it's, I don't like Mark Hunt's chances. But again, what are we going to do? You put him against a guy that wants to take him down to submit him. Or put him against Curtis Blades, right? Like, why are we doing this?
It's taking a while to load. Sorry. So we get, you're right. Tony Ferguson versus Pettis.
Yeah. And I think that's more of in case Connor or Habib gets injured, you get a backup that can just step in. Yeah. But, you know, the rest of the card is shit.
Derek Lewis versus Volkov. You got OSP versus Reyes.
No interest.
There's a bunch, couple of chick fights. Yeah, I'm Gray Maynard.
He's Nick still alive.
He's like on the second to last fight.
Oh my god!
Wow, how mighty
the mighty have
fallen.
Yeah,
14-7-1 and no contest. Interesting. Nick Lentz. Nick Lentz has 41 fights. I had no idea he fought that many times.
That's a couple.
Yeah. All right, what else you got?
Let's move on. So Chuck Liddell versus Tito Ortiz. They finally got a date, November 24th.
All right.
And apparently they're both getting paid. Before it was rumored they were just getting a cut of the pay-per-view sales, but now they're actually getting paid. I think Tito said it's not as much as he's made in the UFC or Bellator, but they're still getting paid. And he seems to think he's going to beat Chuck, but...
I don't see that happening.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just don't see him really. The only way he's going to beat Chuck is he KOs him. I don't see that happening.
That's when you could tell, like, Chuck should never fight again. If Tito can knock him out.
Yeah.
Ooh. We were just mentioning Anthony Pettis. He was talking about a mental block. He said, Rafael Dos Anjos, because he had lost to him, he said he was a better man that night they fought. So I finally admitted it to myself. So I was on top of the world, and then that happens to you. I've never been hit in any of my fights, basically. Then the RDA fight happens, and you have to readjust. It's a mental block. You know what happened and want to get past it, but you also know how good you are, and it's a battle in your own head that you had to figure out. Do you believe this from this guy?
Yes.
That it was a mental block?
I think it was.
Not a USADA block?
Maybe both, because sometimes guys get on drugs and they think they need those things.
Johnny on drugs.
They can't function without them. They have to have it, you know, so, and that affects you mentally. A lot of people, you know, steroids and stuff like this in an athletic environment can be very psychological, because you start to rely on that, and you think you need to have that or you cannot perform. So it's probably a little bit of that, but I can see that, you know, getting railroaded. Because, you know, our friend Keith always talks about boxers making sure that if they're getting the shit beat out of them, you got to throw that towel in, because you don't want to see that guy get smashed to smithereens. He'll never have confidence again. I think it's very similar. You know, he's a young guy. He had a lot of personal problems going on, too. Wasn't somebody set his car on fire?
Yeah, like car bombs.
Yeah.
And
so,
car someone, bombs. Like, fucked his tailpipe of his car.
Literally, there's a guy fucking my tailpipe right now.
And then car bombs my car.
Send the cops, please.
Hey, I ain't falling for no banana in a tailpipe.
Is that a thing? Does that really work?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah, I know. Does that work?
I don't know. We'll just try it out. I usually just use my cock. But.
Good luck. Your cock will be all black and blue. Then you can have a BBC for real.
No. Who's to say I don't, Ingo? Who's to say I don't?
I'm not saying.
No idea. What'd you talk about, Willis?
What else you got?
So, Ariel Helwani tweeted out, he said, it appears as though BJ Penn isn't done yet. According to multiple sources, UFC is currently discussing booking Penn versus Ryan Hall later this year. Do you like that fight? And what are the chances of a BJ Penn win?
I don't like the fight.
Why?
Because Ryan Hall is probably going to steamroll him.
In the striking department?
No, I don't think that BJ is the master at defending leg locks and ankle locks and things. This is going to be.
I think he's going to get backpacked.
This is going to be a difficult thing.
Backpack.
I don't want to see. All right, I already got to see the legend get KO'd and shit. I don't want to see him get submitted like he's a 5-year-old. I still have this memory of BJ and his amazing jiu-jitsu. I don't want Ryan Hall to crush that.
When's the last time Ryan Hall fought? I mean, it's been like in the forever.
Yeah.
Probably since BJ Penn last fought.
True.
So, I actually like the fight because, one, BJ shouldn't get any brain damage from this fight.
Good point.
Shouldn't take a beating striking-wise, but, I mean, from a jiu-jitsu standpoint, let's see where you're at.
Maybe he's been training.
Right.
What if he's really good?
I hope so.
Ooh, what you got there?
There's a Bellator fight that I had no idea was happening. Apparently, Roy Nelson is fighting Kharitonov.
Dude, his head looks so huge.
October 12th.
Why do they make Kharitonov look like he's twice as big as Roy Nelson?
Because remember seeing him in person? We were at that Glory.
Yeah.
We were backstage. That motherfucker is huge. He was the size of a gorilla. Like, usually we see people like, oh, they're not that big. That guy's fucking huge. He was all of 265, if not 550 solid pounds.
He's a monster.
In the head, the goddamn water buffalo.
Yeah, he's crazy. Like,
Rumble Johnson might have a smaller head than this guy.
Wow. Yeah, it's that Russian
I haven't
blood.
Seen that Rumble Johnson head in person, but it looks like a goddamn...
Probably like a water
couple bowling balls.
Bowling ball. Giant pumpkin head.
Tree. Yeah. A couple of them put together. So that should be a fun fight.
Sure.
I like Roy Nelson's chances. Dead. Yeah.
I think Roy could submit him.
Yeah, Kharitonov hasn't looked great in his last few outings. And we had Logan Paul, who's that fucking YouTuber who... Him and was at KSI. They did a billion pay-per-view buys or something. And
a billion.
I don't know what it was. It was a shit ton. It was like $8 million in fucking sales. So he's tweeting out, the thought of securing a fight in the UFC is exciting. I could finally use my wrestling background, but I hear some other celebrities / athletes want to catch these hands first. So Sage Northcutt replied, he said, let me know when you want to catch these hands.
What did he say?
I don't know what the reply was. I wish he would have said, let me know when you want to catch these nuts. Come on, you want to catch these nuts, man? But Sage, yeah, that's right. Sage Northcutt's a free agent right now.
Ooh.
Speaking of, hey, we could have a fight. What do you think I'm going to ask you, what do you think Sage's best bet is right now? So... You could have a fight with this Logan Paul character, and if you went 50-50s on that, I bet it would sell more than the fight with that other character if he just did a one-off fight. So he could potentially make
a couple million dollars. I say take that fight, man.
Or you go. Your other options are Bellator, 1FC, or go back to UFC.
You do both. You do this fight, and then you sign with the UFC.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much future for him in Bellator at this point.
No, because he's getting the push from the UFC, right? Yeah, you got to take that one-off fight. If they're fucking talking smack, and I don't ever remember hearing Sage talk smack to anybody.
Yeah, he's getting older now.
Mr. Paul, let me know when you want to catch these hands. Thanks.
Maybe that's what he meant.
Yeah. Here's another psychological question for you, Ingo.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Psychological. Trevor Whitman was saying that Rose Namajunas is still traumatized by that Conor McGregor bus attack, saying Rose doesn't leave her house. Is this for real, or is this like a ploy to get more money out of McGregor when she sues him?
Could be both, but it's definitely possible. Although I know that she has had some trauma in her past already. So sometimes trauma can trigger like a bunch of trauma.
Trauma?
Trauma triggers
double trauma.
Double trauma.
Isn't that a movie?
Double Trouble.
Yeah.
Double Trouble.
It sounds like a Jean-Claude Goddamn.
I think it's Jean, yeah. But I could see that.
Is that the one with him and Dennis Rodman?
Yes. You have a good memory.
Oh, you
Thank
fuck.
You. That's the,
Come on.
You have a memory of
I watched
cat,
it
man.
Once.
That's good. But yeah, it's possible. Although, you know, I didn't see how involved was she in that situation. Did she get hit by anything?
No.
It seems not. I don't know. She got a lot of mental issues outside of that situation. So that could have just been like the straw that broke the camel's back. My guess is that she's trying to get some money.
I'm going to say she went out there and fucking beat Joanna Jędrzejczyk yet again, that fight. Mm-hmm. If she was so traumatized, I don't think she would have fought. And I have a hard time, I'm not saying it's not true, but I have a hard time believing it. If you're a fucking fighter, like, oh my God, trouble. Like, don't you enjoy the trouble if you're a fighter?
No, because I don't think you feel unsafe in the cage, but you could feel unsafe in public. It's two different things. It's like an arena.
I'm not a woman, Ingo. I don't know what it's like to have a dick in each hand.
I do.
I know you do. That's why I'm looking at you. So, from a woman's perspective, why don't you
totally
enlighten
gonna
us?
They're going to be like,
why don't you enlighten us?
What's it like to have a dick in each hand? I've been off the rails here.
Yeah, fuck it. Who cares?
I've never had two dicks in my hand at the same time.
Good for you. Three, not two. Anyway, so your bet is it's for reals.
I think it is. She got a lot of issues. Her and
Pat Barry.
Pat Barry, yeah. Thank you. Combined. So,
if you have two people that are together, so say you have Pat Barry and you have Rose Namajunas, they're both a little off center. Maybe 51 cards in each of their decks. They're playing with about 102.
Is that less or more than?
Less. Team? Lights are on, but nobody's home, kind of stuff. If they have, say, a dog, how normal is that dog? Does the dog inherit the symptoms of said mommy and daddy?
Good. Likely the dog would end up trying to protect them in times of stress. Mm. So I'm guessing this dog could be highly aggro. I guess. Could be wrong.
Okay.
Or loving, extremely loving. Or both.
Sweet. Moving right along. What else you got? Anything?
Oh, yes.
You
have
show
one.
Me some jiu-jitsu?
Jiu-jitsu match between Wagner Hocha, you know, from about a week ago, hits this rare submission. It's like a rear naked choke position, but he actually takes his hand and he plugs the nose and he covers the balls and he submits this man in this fashion. Mm-hmm. My question is, there was a lot of controversy.
Why?
Well, I'll show you again. See, covering the mouth. Because people say that's
but did he have an arm trap so he can't defend it?
Yeah, kind of. He's saying that's a...
Where's his left arm? Oh, he's controlling it. So he's got the right arm locked up with his right leg, and he's got the left arm locked with his left arm so he can grab his nose and hold his nose.
He's basically like pinching his nose and closing his airway. Right. There's a lot of noise on the web about that's some bullshit submission, but I'm asking, what the fuck is the difference between that and like a actual rear naked choke?
Well, I was going to say, what's the difference between that and a leg lock? Because weren't leg locks back in the day so controversial?
They were?
Yeah. So if you submit the guy tapped out, right?
Yes.
Doesn't matter then.
You restricted his airway.
He created a hold that made the guy tap out. It's fucking, it's totally legit and totally fine.
You don't think it's a bullshit move to cover the mouth?
No. Did it work?
It did.
Then it's effective. Okay. It's like in MMA, does a oblique kick to the knee work?
It does.
Did they ban it?
No.
Is it effective?
It can be.
Yeah. I leave it in. It's fighting. Like, if this is on the street, with a guy fucking put his hand in the nose,
you can't do this shit. What kind of bullshit is this?
What the fuck?
What if you put two fingers up his nose?
If it works, it's fine. I can't fish hook, so. Yeah. I can't fish hook a nose, but I anything that works that makes another person tap out is legal, as long as it's within the rules, and that's within the rules, because they wouldn't let them just grab a finger and swing it back, like the small joint manipulation, like break a finger in MMA.
Yeah, it doesn't say you can't cover the mouth.
Right.
Right.
They do that when they're grappling in MMA.
Yeah.
You see that a lot.
From the top especially.
Yeah.
To restrict the airflow.
That's right. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Shane Carwin had made a post on Facebook. made a post on Facebook.
Are you doing this on purpose? Or
no.
Are you having a brain aneurysm?
Dyslexia. This is what a stroke looks like. Enjoy, fans. Enjoy.
Oh, Jesus.
So he said, there's a promotion in Colorado that's doing bare-knuckle MMA fights. He says, I'm talking to the promoter about punching someone. I miss fighting. He trained a bit with Blades. I'm assuming he's talking about Chris Blades. And got my blood flowing again. So I'm going to take Shane Carwin out of this equation. Like, when the fuck are we going to get this bare-knuckle MMA? Because this is old school. You know, I've been watching the bare-knuckle boxing. I love it. I would love to see bare-knuckle MMA.
So introduce grappling and all that business?
Yes. Go back to the roots.
You think they can get it sanctioned, though?
Certain states can. I mean...
Is Illinois one of them?
I don't know. We're a bunch of pussies here.
Too bad. So sad. I'd love to check that out.
Because I think Wyoming was the first state, and then I think it was Mississippi was the second state to do the bare-knuckle boxing. And if Colorado is doing bare-knuckle MMA, man, I want that shit.
Hells yeah.
I want it. I need a different, but with a little more damage. And bare-knuckle gives you a little more damage, and you got to be smart about your strikes.
Yeah. I like it. I'd like to see
We need it. And I'll throw Shane Carwin back in. You put that motherfucker in bare-knuckle MMA?
His hands are like the size of a truck.
Well, I think that was a running joke, is that they can't make gloves big enough for the man, so he's got to go bare-knuckle because, what is he, 5XL or some shit?
Yeah, bigger than Brock Lesnar's.
Yeah.
Gigantic.
Yeah. Hands. I forgot where we were at, I think with Buffalo Wild Wings, and they had like hand sizes on the wall of like some gorilla. Like, I don't know. Maybe I was at the zoo. I don't know where the fuck
I don't remember gorillas.
I don't know.
They had a Brock Lesnar glove somewhere, though, I think, that I recall.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was with you, but I remember that.
Somewhere it was huge.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. Moving right along.
Well, hey, now. What
yeah. So this is where you know the media world has gone to shit. It says, Therese Owens made this post on Twitter. Says UFC fighter Paige VanZant makes her first video blog with new boobs.
Yeah.
And then there's a whole fucking story about...
Those are gigantic.
Yeah. So is this what we're going to? Just...
Boobs.
She's got new boobs.
Who doesn't like boobs? You got a problem with boobs?
You fucking un-American if you don't like boobs.
Tits and ass. That's an American
thing.
That's right. It's like this show. We're all about tits and ass.
We've descended into...
And two dicks in one hand.
Right.
One dick in each hand. Whatever. Both. Two dicks in both hands.
You're really stuck on that. I don't know where you're going. I'm going to give you an awkward Elon Musk silence right now. You want to talk about Elon Musk? He was on the Joe Rogan Experience.
He was. It was quite the entertaining podcast. I got to say, I'm a big fan of guys like him. I was a big Steve Jobs fan. I know personal life, he was kind of a shitty person, but I admire greatness, and I admire people who have something special that others don't have, and definitely Elon Musk is one of those. You said, we talked about this before, like, the guy has shit in his brain, like, what do you call it, explosions?
He said he's just got it's constant streaming of ideas in his head where it's a continuous explosion, and he can never turn it off. It's like a blessing and a curse, but more a curse, and you don't ever want to be me. And
yeah,
he seems like he's a child the way he approaches everything.
Yeah,
like, oh, you got a nice clock over. Oh, look at this knife. Oh, samurai sword. Oh, you ever talk about monkeys on there?
It's like you're on the wrong fucking podcast. They talk about chimpanzees
all
the time.
All the time.
It's like, oh, smoked
some
a little weed,
yeah. Drinking a lot of whiskey. And the sad thing is that. He had a lot of cool things to say, but the media just tore the guy apart, and it was like, oh my God, he smoked weed. And
yeah, it was a big deal.
Like, guess what? It's legal in California. Guess what?
Legal.
Whiskey, legal. So why don't you focus on the good things and not the legal things he's doing?
Yeah. Yeah, he talked about flying cars. He talked about underground tunnels in L.A. with magnet roads and shit.
Talking about the... You know, going down, it's 3D versus the 2D traffic model that we have right now.
Yeah.
And, like, you can go multiple levels underground. You can't fucking go up. You can go down.
Yeah. I found it interesting too that I always thought tunnels would be affected by earthquakes, but he was saying that they're not, because earthquakes are like ripples on an ocean. They happen on the surface level, not below ground.
Yeah.
And I never knew that. I thought that was fascinating. So the guys, and then he's got that whole boring company selling those flamethrowers and hats. And
said we only made 20,000. Is the first thing they made hats. He said I want to sell $1 million worth of hats. So they did that. He said okay, well, then we'll do flamethrowers. I want to sell $10 million worth of flamethrowers. So they made whatever.
$500 a piece or something?
Yeah.
20,000? Yeah.
Sold them all. Not making it anymore.
Well, Joe Rogan was like hung up on the fact that like, how do you have time for all this? And it sounds to me like the guy just likes to have fun. Somebody comes with a crazy idea, he's like, fuck it, let's do that.
Yeah.
Who cares?
He's not a business guy. He's an idea guy.
He's like, yeah, party time.
He talks in simple terms like, that's mean, that's nice, that's fun. Yeah. Sounds like a child.
Cool.
It's good.
I dig it.
I know they did this Nike campaign where everyone was freaking out. Was it Kaepernick? Oh, my God. People are burning their Nikes and whatever. So,
stupid.
Like, whatever. So I made my own ad for them. Let's pull that up. Little Cain Velasquez doing a leg extension. Believe it's something, even if it means sacrificing everything. You go. I don't know. That video is still online of him doing max reps, max weight. I think he was doing 300 pounds, blowing his knees out. Cain Velasquez, never to fight again in MMA.
No.
I got so much other shit. I don't know if I want to pull all these up.
You have a lot of news, Matt.
I've got three videos. I don't want to bring up three, so I'm going to choose the best one out of all of them.
Yeah.
As I scroll back through, I think we talked.
You got
about
enough
everything.
Material here for like six shows.
I know. Well, I said the three videos. I'm gonna pick one, so I'll let you choose.
Okay.
I'll give you. You have three choices. Each one more terrible than the first. Mm. We'll start with. You can have German boxing,
okay.
Midget in a bag, or dick twist.
Dick twist.
Yeah, shocker. So you got a theme to the show, you might as well write it out.
That's right.
So apparently there are...
What is old.reddit?
Oh, my God. And it's gone.
That means it's old?
Hang on.
Give me the other one.
Nah, we're going to get that one. I'll edit the show if I have to.
Dick twist?
Yep. Again.
Yeah. The old.reddit means the link is expired?
I don't know.
Here he goes.
Grab his dick and twist
this
it!
Is that,
oh my god, dude, this is an MMA fight, dude!
You twist that dick!
Twist his dick!
Twist his dick!
Oh my god!
Oh, dick twist!
What the hell is that?
That's like the kick his ass, Seabass!
Where is that from?
I don't know, just a random MMA fight. Hit him with that purse, you pussy!
Oh my god. Hit him with the dick twist. I love how that guy just jumped right in. He's like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about, but okay. Again, apparently that's the new thing.
I like it. The dick twist.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Twist his dick.
Yeah. That move effective.
For sure. The old dick twist.
That's right. Move right along. Just some ass the nuts.
All righty.
Oh, so what do you think Sage Northcutt's shirtless Twitter post for the week? Are we under or over 50%?
Over.
We're under this week. He's only at 33%. He's 3 of 9.
Ooh.
His best one? This one.
Ooh, saucy.
It almost looks like a porn advert.
What's the
Because you have this lady
the
in the background who's not even checking him out. And he's doing, it almost looks like he's auditioning for goddamn Zoolander. Uh-huh. Every fucking picture I see of this guy, he's got that constipated or I'm doing a application for Zoolander. Like, I'm working on my blue steel.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
What do you think is this the fluffer in the background?
I don't know, but I feel like he's going to do some damage real soon.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. Tweet of the week.
Yeah.
We only have one. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do I have to pick that one?
Yeah, you got to pick.
What if I don't like it?
He goes to Just Bleed MMA. It says, Pearl Gonzalez looks like her vagina smells of microwaved hot dogs.
Oh.
You ever smell microwave hot dogs?
I have.
It's not good.
No. No bueno.
It's not good.
That is not good.
Donald J. Turner asks, he says, put a scale just outside of the octagon's door. All fighters weigh in as they enter, period. Wouldn't this force them to fight at a true weight and end all weight cutting? Miss weight, you don't fight and get fined the purse value. Your thoughts?
Never happened. They're in the money-making business. That will stop fights from happening. They're not stupid.
Right. I would just... if
a good idea.
If you're going to do anything, just get rid of weight classes. Figure out a way to do it. Follow up, he says, I like and respect Darren Till, but seems like yet another case of a young, flashy, attractive, marketable fighter pushed to the head of the line just for UFC profit's sake. See Page, Sage, etc. Are you surprised at the loss Saturday or not so much?
I thought he would fare a little better. You know, I didn't expect it to be such a railroading, but, you know, I still think if Woodley shows up to fight like he does last weekend and
prior to being a belt holder.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough for anybody to beat that guy. But he just hasn't shown that to us until recent, you know, this weekend. So not that surprised, no.
Jared Christensen asked, does UFC 228 have the shittiest undercard ever?
Yes.
It was pretty much.
Pretty much, yes.
Shitty card.
Yeah.
I wanted to see that women's fight because I wanted to see Shevchenko just railroad that bitch, but that didn't happen. Stephen Paul... Yep. Yeah. I'm fucking retarded. Are there any fighters below 144? Start over. Are there any fighters below 145 pounds who enjoy watching fight?
No.
Yeah, only ladies. I was looking at it. There's no one. What would be your walkout music and your nickname if yous were UFC fighters?
Yous?
Yeah.
Where's he from? Is he like... the two Utes.
UK.
Okay, use. With an S?
The two Utes. Y-O-U-S-E. Use.
Hey, I know what you would say. What you going to say?
One night in Bangkok. Murrayhead or Party in USA. Miley Cyrus. I'd like to come out to that. But, Miley, I mean, that's been done before. Derek Brunson.
Oh,
Strike Force. A couple fighters have. And then nickname, I'm going to change it up. I know Joey Beltran's the Mexicutioner. I want to be the Sexicutioner, Ingo.
Sexicutioner.
What the fuck? Guy's a Sexicutioner.
Yeah.
What do you do? I'm here to fuck and fuck.
It's you, Bubblegum.
I'm like Gegard Mousasi, all right?
Yeah.
I gotta fuck, fight, train, eat, fuck.
Yeah.
Sexicutioner.
I would be Sugar Daddy for sure. I gotta go.
Yeah, yeah.
Sugar Daddy, and I probably.
Oh, that's right. The Grape Train. I think that was the other one.
The Grape Train.
Yeah. It's like the G, and then it says Rape Train, but everyone thinks it's the Grape Train, but it's the G Rape Train, ladies. I mean, fighters that I'm gonna fight.
The G Rape Train.
Sorry.
About the I Rape Train.
Rape. Great, right?
Sugar Daddy. I should go with like some I'm too sexy for my love.
Right sexy. Side Fred, I like it. Nice, the guy's too sexy for his shirt. Right. He's so sexy.
And I ripped my shirt off. Too sexy for my shirt.
You gotta have like a lot of fucking chest hair, like to the point it's obscene. Yeah. But you come out in like tidy whiteys then, and then kettlebells. There's kettlebell out there.
Yeah.
Oof. Too sexy for my ghetto. My ghetto belly hurts.
There you go.
So sexy.
Perfect. I like it.
We're going to make a tag team. The Sexicutioner / Grape Train. Grape Train.
Sugar Daddy.
And the Sugar Daddy. That's right.
Maybe we should go into pro wrestling.
Hey, whatever. I don't support it, but we would be a tag team.
If they want to pay us,
okay.
I'm down.
I want a lazy boy that's going to have fucking steering.
You get picked up in the lazy boy.
Yeah. Fucking throw us in the octagon or whatever they're grappling
awesome.
In.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar can smash us.
That's fine. Give him an old dick twist and go, come on.
Yeah.
Hey, fall for no banana in my tailpipe. It's all good. So if you had to make five fights between five Bellator fighters and five UFC fighters, what fighters would you... What fights would you make?
Oh boy.
I got this for you. I got you covered.
Rory McDonald is one. I'd like to see him fight Diaz, brother. I like that one.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to disregard all weight classes. I'll go Dylan Danis versus Damian Maya.
Ooh.
MVP versus Israel Adesanya. Fedor versus Cormier.
Oh, really?
Kimbo Slice versus CM Punk. And then I would go Gegard Mousasi versus John Jones.
Oh, my goodness.
And I want...
At 205?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want... I think Kimbo Slice still beats CM Punk.
Probably does. From the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible joke.
I'm just gonna leave it out there.
What else you got?
All right, Regal Machado closing out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Roll, pound sign Matt Grape Train, and pound sign English Sugar Daddy. Would you rather be a K1 champion or a dream champion?
K1.
I want to sleep so good. I'll be a K1 champion. I agree. Would you rather be known as the first and only man that submitted Damian Maya or the first and only man that submitted Frank Mirrors?
Damian Maya.
100%.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Damian Maya made Frank Mirror his bitch.
Yeah, that's right. He could literally fuck me, Frank Mirror said, if he wanted
to. Just send my mail to me because this is my new home.
Yeah.
Would you rather drink all the half-finished drinks in a bar or eat all the half-finished food at the end of the night?
Ugh. I'll drink two drinks, I guess.
Yeah. You know what we used to do? When I used to be a bouncer. You know, they have those mats that are on the bar where all the drinks get spilled. The end of the night, we would take the mat and pour it into a glass, and we had one drunk asshole who would always drink it. Like, I forgot what the guy's name was. I think... We called him Killer. We called the guy Killer because he always wear a cowboy hat and he was a fucking weirdo. Like, hey, Killer, we got a glass for you. Come and drink it. He would fucking chug down like the remainder of what was on the mat of all the spilled drinks and bullshit. And this is, imagine 4 or 5 hours and you could still smoke and there are probably cigarette ashes in there too.
Why would he do this?
The fucking retard. Anyway, so I'm drinking the drinks, Ingo.
Okay,
I'm with you. Fuck, marry, kill the Southern Edition number 14, Ariana Grande. Scrolling. Oh, hello. Ooh.
She looks 12. I'm not into that. No thanks.
Demi Lovato.
I can get behind that.
And
literally
Taylor Swift.
Ah, why are these are all girly, like. Girly girls. I guess this is tough. I'm gonna have to marry Demi Lovato. She looks
I'm with you on that one.
She looks the most womanly.
Healthy.
I guess I'll bang Taylor Swift and kill the first one. She looks 12. Ariana Grande. Dude, these girls.
It's a grande.
Whatever the fuck. I don't care.
But I like grand.
You like?
I'd fuck her. I'm killing Taylor Swift just because she's like 65 pounds. She's 6'1". 65 pounds.
Is she 6'1"?
She's very tall. I can't have that.
She's got a good. I think she's going to look hot in about 10 years. And she fills out a little more.
She blows up like a big meat bomb just waiting. You telling me there's a fat girl in her just waiting to come out?
Did you check the ankles?
Very skinny.
Okay.
No cankle. Any knowledge? You got any knowledge for this week?
Thinking. All I will say, I'll say this.
Oh, all we are is dust in the wind.
That too. Just let me say something. If you're going to eat edibles, make sure you know your doses. That's all I'm saying.
I would just say don't do them in public. I have a couple friends that like to eat them in public, and they have many problems.
Shit happens sometimes when you eat them in public. But it's usually not a problem. Just know your doses. There is such a thing as being too fucking high. It is possible.
Right.
What are you looking up?
So, like, let me pull this.
I really like this picture of Taylor Swift.
So we have this picture. So we have this woman who's got a couple of monkeys on her lap, and they start banging it out. And she's a little embarrassed. But have you ever seen this? You know what I think this is called?
A threesome?
It's like a drink at a bar. Isn't this sex on a yacht? I don't know. Oh, that, hey, could you? And then the thing that's most disturbing is the monkey looks right at her. Then she looks at it like, oh, whoa. Don't like, be looking at me while you're fucking another
he's
bitch.
Like, you want some of this? No. Like,
and the guy's trying to throw peanuts at the two monkeys. And they're like, fuck you. I'm getting pussy. I don't need. And then he, I think he stuck a finger in her butt at the end here. I watch as he dismounts. Sugar.
That's awesome. The man does not care. He's like, fuck it.
Good for him.
I'm getting in there right now. I need some of that ash.
Right.
Pretty ridiculous, Matt. I like it.
Well, I have to remember there's two other things for next show.
Yeah. All right. Just for good measure. One more time, that has been this week's edition
this
of
guy can't get enough cock.
My name is Single Weigel.
Macrobeth, thanks for playing. I'm going to call you Double Dick McGee or something.